And as Jonathan mentioned, one big growth area for immigrant businesses is information technology. IT is certainly a passion for business owner Abdi Ahmed. Born in Ethiopia, Abdi moved to the United States in 1983. He made Southern California his home and received a bachelor's and master's degree in computer science. He worked for Apple Computer. He then went on to launch his own computer programming company called NetServe Systems. And these days, the business generates an annual gross income of nearly $500,000. But before the success came the struggle, and plenty of it. Here's Abdi Ahmed. In his own words,
you won't believe it. My very first job was actually working in a gas station, and I literally worked over 100 hours a week. I didn't have a car, so I would get out off of that job, get the bus, and then I would fall asleep. I would work probably from about 4 p.m. to any time about 8 or 9 or 10 a.m. next day. I had a father who was very persistent from early childhood on explaining to me that the need for being educated, the need for being self-sufficient, the need for being an entrepreneur. So when I came here, I was single-mindedly focused on first and foremost being educated. There was one class that was available, and all the classes that I was interested in were actually filled up. So I took a computer science by accident, and I started to fell in love basically with programming. To do computers, and so A as an Apple and the computer company. So I went there, and I went ahead and talked to those people, and they told me that there was no job. So I took the bus again next day and actually asked for the same job, and the young lady told me that, no, there is no job. And then the third day I came back, and I said, well, that was yesterday. Do you have any openings today? And on my fourth day, she was frustrated with me, so she called the HR lady. Finally, she made a phone call to someone in the back, and the guy asked me to do some programming, some basic stuff. So I did that in 5 minutes or less. He asked me to come in and actually offered me a job for $11 an hour. Think of it, I've only been in this country for about 7 months at that point in time. I was not content with working for somebody else. I've always thought maybe I can do better. I can actually work for myself. And I knew the ramifications of being self-employed and the headaches, but I still wanted to do that because it resonated with what my dad said in terms of wanting to be self-sufficient financially as well as professionally. So in 1996, when I founded NetServe Systems, I was a consultant with the County of Orange doing some IT software engineering services. I was a one-man shop, very content, again, with what I was doing. So in 2001, 2002, decided to go ahead and actually hire people and take it to the next level. We've been honored as a Small Business of the Year for 2006 at the California Small Business Association. Again, this year, I've just received, actually yesterday, a letter from an organization called GLAC, or Greater Los Angeles African American Chamber of Commerce. And they've honored us as the African-American Business of the Year for the entire Greater Los Angeles area. And this country offers the most opportunity for anyone who wants to work and who wants to work hard. My country for region would not offer me the opportunities that have been offered to me by this country. So immigrants, it doesn't really matter where they're from, are always aware of the fact that there is an opportunity in this country and that the more they work, the more likely they will succeed in their endeavors.
Abdedami is the owner of NetServe Systems and a professor at Santa Ana College in Southern California. Just ahead, the Daily Roundtable.